silent and still, although they are full of marvelous stories to tell. The first is a woman, her gaze is quite clear, she pierces the forest around and scans it for danger, the wolves look open, she listens for every sound. The second, a man, he doesn't seem to be there, and sways back and forth as if to soothe the inner desire to burn into tears or to tend to a pulsating bruise. The third is a girl, though she's almost too old to still wear that title today. She keeps peering at him, keeps swaying to soothe. Before long, she herself starts to sway. A strange group, it doesn't quite seem to make sense that they share this all night, but the reason they do is a reason of chance, and now they are bound by the light. The fire makes shadows that dance on his face, which he hates but he'd never admit. Now that it stages this quiet ballet, he glimpses the beauty of it. The man shifts his weight, and the tiniest move of a branch or a leaf let the girl with tenderness. She can't watch, think she might be a witch. To ease the sheer expertise with which she throws in the lock, the embers twitch. The girl puts her hand in the man. Oh God knows how lucky we are. The fire still grows. Around the fire, three people sit. The night is beginning to fade, and soon the trees will lose all their might, and morning light drowns the darkness and shade. The girl came from east, the woman from